Perek Ches. Yeah. Shar Aleph Perek Ches. Ches, yeah. Okay, so he just started talking to us about the concept of the Keruvim and the closeness indicated therein with Klal Yisrael. Okay, so he says, "Hinei Rabbi Sinu Zal Omru b'inyan ha-Keruvim." So Chazal told us about the Keruvim. Ketzad hein omdim. How are they positioned? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Chad Omar. One says pneihem ish al achiv. One says that they were facing each other. V'chad Omar pneihem labayis. And the other one says that they were facing the walls. They were facing outward. Ulamanda Omar pneihem ish al achiv. Haksiv pneihem labayis. So the Gemara is bothered. Like, it's not like anybody's making this stuff up. There are psukim
that in the Chumash it says they faced each other.
Right.
They, yeah. Okay.
So like, and vice versa. Like it says pneim like l'man d'amar pneim ishalachiv haksivu pneim labayis. It says that their faces face the bayis. This is talking about Shlomo HaMelech's Keruvim. Lo kasha. So don't worry about it. Kam bezman sheYisrael osin ritzono shomakom. Kam bezman sheein Yisrael osin ritzono shomakom. That it depends if Klal Yisrael was doing the Ratzon of Hashem or if they were not. V'ayin Rashbam, look at the Rashbam over there, the way he explains it. So now, Ulaman de Amar Pneim Labayis, according to the one who says that they were initially set up facing outward, Haksiv Upneim Ishalachiv, it says that they were facing each other in the Pasuk. So the Gemara answers, the Mitzadadi it's Dude, that they were kind of like sideways ish, like sort of facing. Sort of facing each other, but at the same time facing away from each other. So it's the kind of like sideways-ish type of thing. I assume that's kind of... Yeah. That was the first thing. That was the first answer that was given. And then it asks, according to the other man, the Amar, how do you work it out? It says that they were kind of like facing off each other-ish. So, v'ayin Rashbam v'leka l'trutzi k'dele el kam bizman sheYisrael osin. Now, why by the second? In other words, it's two people. Both man d'amrim have to deal with the fact that the other one has a pasuk backing it up. So why not just say that? Like, hey,
they changed.
Listen, you're saying that they face each other. You're saying that they faced outward. You both have to deal with the psukim that say the opposite of you. So the first answer that we gave was, well, it depends. If Klal Yisrael is following Hashem, then they face each other. And if they didn't follow Hashem, they faced outward.
Why does that not answer for both of them?
Right. The Gemara like asks the same question, but just like starting from a different side and gives two different answers. What for? So the kivan de ikar asiyas kruvim pneim labayis lohaya lehem la'asosu l'simen she'in Yisrael osin ritzono shomakom. So the question really is, okay, the one who says that initially the setup was that they're facing each other, so that makes sense that, like, if you're going to kick off a Mishkan, or Beis HaMikdash, you want to have them in position of everything's hunky-dory with Hashem. But if the initial setup was that they were facing away from each other, why would they have built it that way? I mean, it's not what we want. So therefore, that opinion can't be going with, oh, it's when Hashem's with us, Hashem's not with us. He has to hold that. No, no, no. There's a value in facing the bias, regardless of, how Hashem feels about us. And that's, okay. V'chein kos v'tosis sham, dimistama ha'midum techila l'fi ma shahayu osin retonu shomakam. And Tosis also says over there that, like, hey, listen, it only makes sense that they would set it up based on us being good. I mean, we would at least hope that when we started the Beis HaMikdash, everything was working okay. Now, l'chora akati tikshi lama hamidum tchila keruvei Shlomo pneim mitzudadim velo ishel achiv mamish. So, the answer according to the second opinion is that they were set up kind of sideways ish. Why? What's that? What does that mean? What would be the meaning behind that? Okay. So we're going to kind of let that question hang until we get back to it. So the Inyan is similar to that which they said in Brachos, Gemara in Brachos. It says, Tanu Rabbanon. It says, V'yosafta deganecha, and you should gather your grain. Now it says, Lo yomush, sefer ha-Torah zemipicha, that a person should never stop learning. Yachol dvarm kiksavam. So I might think that it's literal, that Lo yomush, sefer ha-Torah zemipicha. Never stop learning Torah. Tamad lomar v'yosafta degonecha. The pasuk says, gather in your dagon. Hinag behen minag derech eretz. You should live in this world like, you know, making a parnasa. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Omer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai famously said, Efshar adam chorish b'shas chorisha. Is it possible that someone's going to plow and going to plant and going to harvest Torah matahe alel? Then what's going to be with Torah? Too busy. Ella bizmanchi Yisrael osin ritzono shel makom. If the Klal Yisrael is good with Hashem, malach denasis al yidei acherim, then they'll have other people to work on their behalf, and they just have to sit and learn. Ubizmanchi ein Yisrael osin ritzono shel makom. And if we do not follow Hashem, then malach denasis al yidei atzmon, then they've got to work. Shneimer, as it says, v'yosafta deganecha.
This would have been really helpful, this budget meeting we just had.
And so they would have said, like, so should we put in Yosef? So,
let's do the
Ratzon of Hashem, and then we'll get it worked out, right? Yeah, very good. Now, V'lechora Temua. Okay, so what comes out over here is that Klal Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's just telling you that, like, listen, Torah, obviously, Torah should be a constant, but with the caveat that you got to live, kind of work it out, figure it out. Try to make them both happen. That's Rabbi Shmuel's approach. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai's approach is, hey, as soon as you get involved in the world, Torah's left sitting on the side. Can't do that. If you are doing the Ratzon of Hashem, worry not, fear not, all is going to be fine. The Gemara ends by saying, Harbei, many tried to do like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Crash and burn, right. And then goes so good. Right, so now.
Halacha is not like Revelation.
Right. It's funny, you should know that they say that it never says that the halacha is not like him. It just says it doesn't work. It didn't work out for regular people. It's not a regular people thing to do. Now, L'chorot Tumur, but here's the question. Demuki lekra leva asafta deganecha, kishein osin mitzono shalmakom. We have a pasuk. It says v'asafta deganecha. So according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it means that when you guys stink, then v'asafta deganecha. When things are really bad between you and Hashem. Okay. V'hal el minaksev. What? Let's think about where is v'asafta deganecha said. It says, "V'haya im shemoa tishmu al mitzvosai." If you are listening to what I said, and you're going to do this, and everything's going to be wonderful and terrific, and we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and v'yosafta deganecha. That pasuk is talking about good times. It's a bracha. What? Like, how can we have this perspective on this pasuk to be talking about when we're not doing the ratzon of Hashem? Doesn't fit in the paragraph of Vahayam Shemoah. Aval ha'inya. So explanation. Kivadai she'ein das Rabbi Yishmael she'ehei harashus nesunu la'adam lifrosh chas v'shalom avzman mu'ad me'esek ha'Torah. Let's not make Rabbi Yishmael be the anti-Torah camp over here. He of course holds that no one has the right to go and to separate themselves from Limud HaTorah. V'lasuk b'parnasa, in order to just say that, like, forget about learning Torah, I gotta make a living. V'yia batal oso ha'eis me'esek HaTorah legamri chas v'shalom. And then, when I'm working, Torah, not a thought about it. Omnom, ramzu Rabbi Yishmael b'lshono ha'kadosh, hanheg b'hen minag derech eretz. Rabbi Yishmael indicated that, you know what you're supposed to do? is while you are in Torah, also be doing ways of the world. So these they don't have to be mutually exclusive things, Torah or working. You could be in Torah and at the same time plow, plant, do whatever it is that you got to do. Rata lomar imahen im had divrei Torah. You could be with divrei Torah. Hainu shegamba oso eitz v'shav mu'ata sha'ata osik b'parnasa. Listen to the way he said that. Even at that moment, v'sha'a mu'atas, and that small moment, sha'ata osik b'parnasa, that you're toiling in parnasa, k'dei hatzorech v'ha'hechrech l'chayos nefesh, exactly what you need to live, al kaponim b'rayonai machshavos secha tei maharak b'divrei Torah. But your thoughts should be on lofty things.
Just work for a brief moment.
Yeah. With Chaim Volozhin, there's a story, again, I don't know, he was asked, so how long? How long? What's the right amount of time? So he said, 2 hours a week. 2 hour work week. Siesta.
He's ahead of our time.
He's ahead of our time, yeah. And the idea was that that he was telling him that, listen, on again, this is like this super lofty level, you should only work to be able to eat. Live that day. So, 2 hours a week, minimum wage, you should be able to pull it off.
Bring this with me to the scholarship committee of the yeshiva. I send my kid.
Yeah. You say to them, I thought you were a Torah school. I mean, what is this? They'll say that we paskin the other way. We.
In that 2 hour period, we'll just for example, it's supposed to be thinking
there's a famous Tosfos says, why do we make Birchas HaTorah in the morning and then let it go? And then listen, hopefully you make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, you at least say some form of Torah, at least in davening, maybe you learn a little bit. You go to work, 8 hours, 10 hours, and then, hopefully at night, you crack open a sefer again. So nu, make another Birchas HaTorah then. And even if you are able to snatch a few minutes during lunchtime to learn for 10 minutes, make a Birchas HaTorah then. When you make a bracha on something and then you stop doing it for an extended period of time, you can't just say like, oh, I watched for our motzi in the morning, so therefore I'm covered the rest of the day. It doesn't work. So Tosfos says that it's because there is an assumption about every Jew that their mind and the conscious versus the subconscious, you know, that becomes like a balance in different people, but and on some level we are plugged into / longing for just being able to be in Torah at any given moment. And therefore we're never out of it. There's always some form of, and again, it's a level to strive for, but there is, we're meant to have some form of conscious, semi-conscious sense of connection to Hashem in learning and looking at the world through the lens of Torah. So therefore, we're not out of it. So this is, as much as this sounds like, whoa, he's just kind of echoing that sense, which isn't, again, you know, if a person's going to go and, you know, daven a, you know, a long shachris in the morning and then go to work and, you know, steal money from people and rip people off and, you know, if that's what you're doing, so then, yeah, you know, maybe need a new bracha, yeah. But if you're, you know, living your learning, so then that's already something. Okay, yeah. Right.
Or you're using the tax or whatever, but you're doing what you're supposed to.
Exactly. No, 100%. In fact, for somebody to be doing their job, and at the same time, I mean, like, some people have the ability to, like, you know, really think in something while doing busy work, but, you know,
that's not the brain surgeon you want to operate on.
Right. That's not. You want your dentist, like, you know, like, thinking about your teeth, you know, like.
What about the shoemaker? Who's, you know, he makes his shoes the right way, and he puts everything in the Nike shoes. That's Torah.
That's Torah. Yeah.
But even if you don't do that literally, I mean, if you go to shul, if you go to work with the idea, I'm going to work because it's a mitzvah to provide for my family, and I'm going to do it in ways that are legal, and I'm going to make a kiddush of Hashem of myself during the day, the way I speak, the way, you know, I don't say lashon hara about people, and, you know, I'm a friendly person, people are happy to know me, and I'm wearing a kippah, and they say this is how we do. So I never stopped learning.
Right. You're in. As long you're in Torah. Right, and it's an important perspective for us to have, that's where we are, and it's almost like whether you like it or not, because you can't say that, like, oh, I'm checking out, I'll make a new bracha later. That they didn't make brachas Torah properly, right? Well, whatever. Yeah. Okay, so now he continues. He says, "V'chein Rava Amar l'Talmidav." Rava said to his students, Biyomi Nisan Vitishre lo tischazu kamoi daika. Shalo lovo the base medrasho. Avovadai sha. So he said in Nisan and Tishrei, which are basically like the planting season and the harvesting season, right? I do not expect to see any of you in the base medrash. You have stuff to do. It's funny, like Nisan and Tishrei, like we think about it, like go home because, like, cleaning for Pesach, you know, like, no. It's like you got to plant. You got to harvest. Like, who's got time for that other stuff? You know, clean Pesach. But the idea was not to be in the Beis Medrash, because that's the time that you make your parnasa. That's the time that you're supposed to be working on that. Now, avavadei shetalmidei Rava lohayu betelim chas v'shalom legamri be'isak haTorah. What do you think? They weren't learning? They weren't involved in Torah? Gam bebeisam elo yomim. Even though they're at home for those days, they weren't. Yes, they weren't in yeshiva, but it doesn't mean that they're not in Torah. V'amrusham, and it says there, Habri Asu Karabi Yishmol V'Also B'Yadam. Many people were Matzliach like Rabbi Yishmol. V'Habri Asu Karabi Shimon Bar Yochai V'Lo Also B'Yadam. And many went like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, didn't work out. Hainu Rabim Davka. That is referring to the masses. Kivadei Sheleklal HaHamon Kemat Bilti Efsher Sheyasmidu Kol Yemehem Rak Be'Isak HaTorah. To tell a group of people, you, should all be Osik in Torah all the time. Shlo lefanos afshar mu'etes l'shum esek parnasas mezonos klal, and forget about all of your making a living. V'alze amru ba'avos, about that it says in Pirkei Avos, kol Torah she'eni ma'malacha, any Torah that doesn't have malacha with it, so far it's not going to work out. Aval yachad da'atzmo, but an individual with himself, she'efshalolios ach osuk kol yom of b'toraso v'avodaso, yisparach shemo, that he has the ability to be in his Torah, in his avoda all the time. Vadei shechovu mutelas alav shlo lifrosh avzman mu'at mitorah v'avoda le'etzik parnasa chas v'shalom. Those individuals that really have that ability to be totally plugged into Torah all the time, they, individuals, do not have the right to go and say, oh, I got to go work now. Then you do Ukedas Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So he's setting it up over here that there is what you tell Klal Yisrael, and then there's what you tell picking out the individuals and saying, like, you could do this, you could do this, you could do this. Because for individuals, this way of this behavior is appropriate. To say to a nation, right, to say to a nation, hey guys, this is what you should all be doing, it's not going to work. V'hinei, pasuk v'yasafta deganecha, hu motzi mechlal parshas v'haya. Parshas v'haya m'shmoa, tishmu'u, plural, right? Everything, shekula nemer b'loshen rabim. The second parsha is all said in the rabim, is all said in the plural. Upasuk v'asafta nemer b'loshen yachid. That pasuk is in the, for the individual. L'chein kari lei ein osa ritzono shel makam kishe mefana atzmo af ma'at le'itzek ha'parnasa. So it's saying, v'asafta d'ganecha is telling us that if there is, or if you are the individual who can pull this off, and you do not, and you go v'asafta d'ganecha, that's off. And that's like a, you know, that's going to happen at a time when, if we're in osin ritzono shel makom, so then the result is going to be that we're going to have the individuals who could be and should be who are not. But again, what he's building for us over here is that in different ways, Chazal and the Torah give us instructions of behavior that are for individuals, and then there are other instructions and behaviors that are for the hamonam, for the public. And that balance is what we have to keep in mind when we think about, okay, what's the instruction, and then what follows? So v'yosafta d'ganecha, again, is all about the concept of it is doing, getting involved in parnasa. For Klal Yisrael, that's the way it's going to be. But for the individuals that need to be doing it, that don't have to be doing that, and that really can be 100% in Torah, they should be there. And if there's a v'asafta d'ganecha situation, that's an ein osin ritzono shel makom. That's not doing what Hashem wants. Okay.
So you really have a kasha. That's what the second paragraph is plural, but asafta d'ganecha is yachid. So what's
right.
It doing there?
So he's saying that it's yachid, it's individual, it's written in the singular,
right,
for this understanding of this point of this drasha.
Right.
That, you're right, it should be part of the plural of yasafta d'ganecha. What life as a bracha is, the blessed life of Hashem, is connectedness with Hashem, Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, gathering its grain, everything being hunky-dory. But then we have a perspective of someone doing v'yosafta d'ganecha. That's a negative.
Right.
What's that case? Well, that's this individual, an individual who could be individually instructed and required to be doing something else with his life, who's not doing that thing with his life. That's the bad thing.
That's interesting. Yeah. So is this the pshat only for Shimbar Yechai in that paragraph?
What do you mean?
Because Rabbi Shmuel says this is fine.
It would seem to be like it's working within Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai specifically. Because
right.
I mean, ultimately, what works out is that they're not exactly arguing. Because once you look at it, you could say that like Rabbi Shmuel, and I think he's going to say this, Rabbi Shmuel is on board with the idea that there can be individuals who are supposed to be doing this.
Right.
So they're kind of like, they're seeing things the same way. The question is like, what do we tell the masses?
Yeah.
Does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai think everyone should be doing that?
Right.
Or is he just saying
and
some
that's,
people can?
Listen, that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the absolute purity. He's the one who came out of the cave. Right. He saw them, right? The guy's up in smoke, right? And then Hashem says like, hey, you don't belong with regular people, like back in the cave. Like that, it's... Because people can't keep up with him. So he's an individual. Absolute.
David HaMelech told the B'nai Israel to go be mifarnes yourselves from each other. Go buy and sell and stuff like that. Make money from each other. So that's what you should do.
Oh, commerce. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
But then you also have somebody who teaches in a yeshiva high school. He's teaching kids Gemara all day. He never stops learning. You know, he's
doing it all the time.
You ever teach kids in yeshiva?
What? I taught kids not in yeshiva.